Nisha Miklayim Daf Nun Vav. The new Mishnah discusses, continued discussion of an Oris, but an Oris here that's on an elevated level, on a platform, on an elevated level. Oris Shim Yotzim Na Madrega. You have an Oris that is protrudes from a Madrega, from step, from an embankment, from a higher point. And the question is, what's the halacha of this Oris Nogea to the space that you would need to be Markek? 4 amas, or do you need 6 tvachim? What do you need? So, if you can stand on the lower ground alongside the embankment and take off and harvest all the trees, all the fruit on the trees, on the vineyard, and the vineyard becomes the property, becomes the kerem, and the mele, it makes the field on the lower field all things to plant any zera that you can't plant for 4 amos. Because if all intents and purposes, even though the Oris itself is placed on top of the embankment on a higher level, but since you take or harvest all the fruit while you're in the lower level, that becomes the mako, and therefore that gets the halakha of an Oris, and therefore you need for the kavakarim, I should say, you need the 4 amos. However, in Lav, if you can't take off all the fruit while you're on the lower level, you have to go into the top level as well, then Enoisa Kenegdo, then the karam, then the lower only Oris is what's neck directly opposite, which means you can't use the part that's on top. And therefore, you would only answer the 6 tvachim. You would not have the 4 amos. You would not make it into a 4 amos. It would not require the 4 amos space. And would not be answered. You'll be allowed to plant even things that are within the 6 tvachim. Within 6 tvachim distance, you don't need the 4 amos. Excuse me, the Mishnah continues. A similar idea. Note to Akas Baritz Ax Madrega. Person plants one row of vines on a lower level and another row of vines on the top level, on the higher level, on the higher embankment. The look of the question is, do we consider is if one, as it's one vineyard or not? So the Mishnah tells you the criteria. If it's 10 tefachim higher in the ground, the top one is elevated 10 tefachim higher. And mistarfis, you can't be mistarfis with the lower one. It's considered two separate vineyards, two separate things. If the bottom one only has one kefen, you only need 6 tefachim. You don't have to have dalaramos. You would need more. That's what Marfulda says. If that's enough gemita, if you don't mistarf together, and it only has one row on the bottom, then all it needs is the 6 tefachim. You don't have to have anything more. However, Imlav, if it's not 10 tefachim higher, then it is Mr. Revisimo. If it's within 10 tefachim, it's considered as if it's one thing, even though one is higher than the other, as if it's considered one kerem, and one all the halakas of kerem, of dalat amos machaka, that would need in the, you would need asur. Says the Marfulda, my madrega gavo asura, ain't shtei shuvah mistarf in the os kerem. If it's more than 10 high, they're not mistarf together, become a kerem. Each one has a dinyakidi, therefore you need 6 tvachim. But if you mistarf together, it's within 10 tvachim, then it becomes like one field and you need the dalat amos. You don't have to have the dalat amos. So is the Gemara. Gemara brings the halacha to explain this halacha, to explain this, what we just finished saying. Gemara said like this. Rav Shmuel ben Achim knows him as Shimon Lezer ben Yaakov, said over in the name, that Anoit Agoimem as Karmo b'vachos mitefach. A person goes ahead and raises his vineyard to less than a tefach from the ground, and now the vines begin to grow again. Chayev b'orlo, yechayev orlo, because it looks like it's coming from the ground. And Mela, therefore, you would have a chiyuv of orlo. You would have a chiyuv of orla, not b'deraisa, but it looks like it's coming from a new tree because you took it down to the ground. Now it looks like it's being planted all over again. A new tree is sprouting. And maybe therefore, you'd have mechuyev, the rabbanim didn't marzayin, you would have to aserate as orla for that. That's the halacha of what we're saying by marzayin, you'd be obligated. However, divrei chachamim, but the divrei chachamim, the chachamim say, you're not mechuyev to go ahead and consider it orla until you take the ones yonas me'amor, until you go all the way to the ground. You reduce it to the ground. We're not worried about marasayin here. We're talking about you're actually going in the ground and you're taking it all the way down, and now you're going to regrow it. So now the halacha is, it's like it's a new planting. And made a new planting, you mekuyev mitaraisa the din of olah. So they're ach yagma aretz until you're ready and you take it down completely. That's when you mekuyev the din of olah, because now you took it down all the way down to the bottom, and now it's regenerating, starting itself. It's like a new tree. Otherwise, you wouldn't be mekuyev. Another halacha sometimes says over name of Yaakov. How is that kedei? A person of Yevanani who goes ahead and makes a pile of produce from leket shechu peya, and then chayav v'chum gedola. You get it together. You mechuyev v'chum gedola. May mar zayin again, because mar zayin. Even though be'etzem chum gedola is only not something that's really for an ani, that we're not mechuyev to do. An ani doesn't have to bring chum gedola. But over here, since you're since lemaisa you're chayev. Since Lamaisa, you gather together all these different things together, it's considered as if it's one. And Mishamar Zayin will look like you're not taking Maiser on what you harvested. So therefore, to avoid that that picture, that image, we say that it's considered Aser. It's Aser. And Yechayev Etrum Gedola. Another Allah, a mace that generates tumah, well, it says in the four amas around it, in the Rishus Rabbim, because it because of its honor, which means that the midaraisa, you only have to come in contact with a mace. Chachamim said we're afraid if you can, that it would be considered aser, that maybe somebody would go ahead and touch a mace by a basic kvaras or by a kvura. So maybe therefore. We don't want you to do that. We say, therefore, anybody who goes within Dalan Amos, which is a Rabbim, you'll be Tame. So stay away, because we want to keep away from being near the mace. We wanted to be careful to be able to be separate near the mace to be there. This is what the Mefarshim explained, that the would be considered a Isra Marazayan. An Isra Marazayan. Because we don't want you to touch the mace. We don't want you to move the mace. So maybe if we don't want you to be malah, make an oil of it, therefore the chum and give a din, separate four amas from the mace. And if not, you're going to be covered. So mnei kvodo, so again, the local with this is saying, but at Sam, there's no din of to Matira until you go actually touch the mace. So here, the person goes ahead and you have a mace, you separate four amas from it as a precaution, as a gezeira. Mishamar Zion, it looks like you're mikatame, you're not doing anything about it. So therefore, we want you to keep separate, and if we stay start amas away from any being able to mitame at any point. This last halacha, we said the name of Beis Shammai, this is dafko to Beis Shammai. We just said three halachas. The first two halachas is a general rule, is a kuliyama according to everybody. The third halacha is halacha in Beis Shammai. Is the halacha in Beis Shammai. The Gemara says that the v'chi yosbe v'yon ha'omah kulon v'shem Beis Shammai. I yosbe v'yon said all of them are halacha Beis Shammai. Not only the third one, but all of them are halacha Beis Shammai. So when he said that when halacha Beis Shammai, did he mean just one? Did he mean all the three halachas that we just gave have the same din of Beis Shammai? So Gemara says Amar Rav Yoina af adar tanin. We go to the Mishnah as well. The middle halacha of the Mishnah, may mar zayin, because of an aris that we make you go ahead, an aris on the on an embankment, on an elevation, halacha is if say it's aser. They have a mar zayin. They have a mar zayin. Look, if you don't say it's mar zayin, maybe don't know it's been a mar zayin. What's the you're standing on the steps, you're standing on an elevation, or you're standing on the ground. Should be same halacha, should be no difference. Both cases, halacha is that you're responsible. In both cases, halacha is that you made it as if it's one. That you have the you're there in the embankment, and you have the iser, and therefore you can harvest it in that spot. So meila, we consider it all as if you harvested as one. So it would be considered as if it's all one. I made shabbat madrega. Either way, you have halacha. There's a weird place. Same thing apply over here as well. We say that the you're going up on an embankment. The halacha would be a difference in two cases, whether and only the masayin or not, whether we're concerned about you're going to spread the tumah or not. The Gemara says, Gavoya, if it's Mishnah, if it's 10 Tefachim high, then the ground, then the we don't mistive together the one in the upper and the lower. That we don't do. Right, Gemara, Ma, what does the Mishnah mean when it says that's 10 Tefachim high? Gavoas Shura? Does it mean that the row is 10 Tefachim high? Gavoa Madrega? Or do we say that the embankment itself is a Tefach high? Either way, there could be something to decide what becomes Usher. If you have enough space between the two Tefachim, they don't become Usher. They look like you can only use 6 Tefachim, would be sufficient. So what did the Gemara mean? So the Gemara was saying over here, what we meant to say was that it's considered, well, Gavoa Madrega is part of the process. But not so posh. The Gemara says the entire Gemara, sure. Tell me the Mishnah means that the row of 10 is just 10 Tefachim high, and then Veshapu'al HaMadrega L'Matan, and the slope of the embankment is towards the lower field, and that's why when you plant on the bottom of the lower field, less than 10 Tefachim on the ground, it's still considered in the field, it's still considered something. But now we're saying over here that it's completely as if it's a new thing. There's no, you can't bring it over here, because it's something new, but it's not something new. It's the same din of always the original halacha, what defines halacha. So Gemara says, Tema Gavoa Madrega. Tell me the Mishnah speaking of a case where it's a 4 Tefachim high, then Shipua Madrega Mamailon. If you tell me that halacha would be that Toma case about only a case over there, by we have the Tolas Aaron. Gemara says, over there, what do you do? Since you say the slope of the embankment is in the upper field, therefore it's all considered is at a higher level. Therefore, when we say that it goes ahead, we want it to come down, we want it to be able to go ahead and understand that it's not considered climb because we're coming back to work the field. So therefore, it remains still in a position of an active property that you're not going to go ahead and to do. So the question is, how do we understand Lashon the Mishnah? We say it's two people doing it together. What's the halacha when we say mistarif together or not in both one's lamayla miyasur or in the thing itself that there are difference of opinions as to what we're structuring, what we're going to be giving out, and that is what the Gemara is telling us. The halacha would be here, same idea, that it would be on the back, but as if it's considered one, and therefore halacha would be you would require the full separation of the four amos because it's considered one field in general.